Rich Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
They always say congratulations.
Greg Cosell has been the senior producer at NFL Films for decades, also with the 33rd team. He's an FOS, a friend of Stink, and he joins us now. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's happening?
You know, we're just grinding away here trying to figure out what the Broncos are going to do. And I guess from just from your perspective, evaluating college quarterbacks, because for me it's a really hard thing. There are so many static formations. It's so much spread. There's not a lot of progression type of throws. You know, it's, hey, pick out your one best matchup, throw to that guy. If he's not open, pull the ball, scramble around, and make a play. There's just a lot of that that goes on in the college game that doesn't necessarily translate to what I watch on Sundays in the NFL. So how is your evaluation process? How do you go through this, and how do you evaluate these guys?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that they're all prospects. You know, I think sometimes we forget and we talk about these guys as if they're finished products, and this is exactly what they are, and they're either great or they're not. And I think, you know, you need to understand that it's a process. I think you have to start with what you feel to be their traits and their attributes and their characteristics as a player. And then you think in terms of how that can transition and project to the league. And then you have to think in terms of what kind of system would best fit how they play, because there are very few transcendent players. So much is dependent on coaching, system, how they're deployed, what they're asked to do. Are there certain non-negotiables? I mean, if a guy does not have very good ball location and he misses too many routine easy throws, that's not likely to change, and that would be a problem. If you feel watching tape, based on whatever offense he's running in college, that he's just not seeing things particularly well, because route concepts are route concepts. There's not 1,000 of them. So even in college, you see similar route concepts as you see in the league. If you feel that he's just not seeing things as quickly as he needs to, or as clearly as he needs to, based on the route concept versus a coverage, that's a hard thing to fix. If you feel like a quarterback, when he's under some kind of duress, flinches or breaks down too soon, that can often be a hard thing to fix. You have to try to find the balance between guys leaving the pocket and making plays versus staying in the pocket and allowing the offense to work. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but I think you get the idea that there's, and Stink knows this, that there's so many factors, which is why it's not an easy thing. And when all's said and done, no matter what the metrics are, no matter what the analytics say, it's still human beings evaluating human beings.
Greg Cosell from the NFL Films and also from the 33rd team, join us. So from your perspective, and you've studied all these guys in depthly, who's the guy that you look at that you think transitions the best to the next level?
I think that's a hard question to answer, because now you have to think about you know, how a guy could be used. Like, for instance, let's look at someone like Bo Nix, okay? Bo Nix is certainly not being talked about as among the top five. But when you watch Bo Nix's tape, and you can decide whatever you want about the Oregon offense, people might say, well, that's a college offense, whatever that means these days. But he played with a really high level of efficiency. He was a ball distributor. He was an executor of a pretty well-schemed college offense. He knew where to go with the football. He played with a relatively refined sense of timing and rhythm. He does not have a big arm. You know, he doesn't have a power arm, but he does have movement ability. So when you look at Bo Nix and then you look at Drake May, you'll immediately look at Drake May and say, well, Drake May 6'4", 225, which, by the way, is a trait. He's got a much bigger arm. He's probably a better athlete overall. He can make some throws that Nix can't make, but overall, the way he executed his offense in terms of efficiency, ball distribution, was not as consistently high level as Nix. So now you have to decide, what do you like better? You know, do you feel, because May has quote-unquote better traits, depending on what your definition of traits are, that May's a better prospect, or is Nix a better prospect? You know, now you're getting into that how coaches see things and how they see quarterbacks within the context of their system.
Visit Greg Cosell. So, Greg, knowing what you know of Sean Payton, which one of these prospects, your word, I love it, which one of your prospects do you think best fit who and what Sean Payton is and wants?
Well, you guys are obviously around Sean more than I am these days, and I've talked to Sean over the years, but I'm not going to say I know exactly what's in his head. It would seem to me, and certainly with what happened with Russell Wilson, who's not a naturally timing refined passer, that what Sean likes and what his experience has been at a high level with Drew Brees is he would like a quarterback that plays with a refined sense of timing and rhythm, that hits the back foot, knows where to go with the ball, and has precise ball location. It would seem to me that that's what he'd want. Now, again, if you're looking at that, you know, I mentioned Bo Nix for a reason. I don't know what he thinks of Bo Nix, but Bo Nix played that way in college. You know, I think that Michael Penix played that way in college. I mean, that's my sense. And again, I'm not breaking news here. I don't want people to think, well, Cosell says that Payton should take Nix or Penix. I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, having seen Sean Payton all through the years when he had Drew Brees, who's obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer, and you don't want to compare guys to first ballot Hall of Famers, but he played a certain way, and I think Sean wants his quarterback to play that way.
If we get to 12 and they decide not to take a quarterback, which, you know, I mean, they've got so many different needs they yep. have to fill. So they decide, hey, all these quarterbacks got, you know, taken early. There's a lot of good football players that could fall to us. Who are some of the guys that you're looking at just from a football perspective that you say, this dude is a player?
Well, I think, as you know, Stink, it's good. It's a big offensive tackle draft. And again, you would know more about offensive line than I do, and I'm not going to presume that I'm an offensive line guru. I've been doing it for a lot of years. I talk to O-line coaches. Sometimes they tell me I know more than I think I do, but I wouldn't fancy myself as a guy who's, you know, an offensive line guru. But there's a ton of offensive tackles in this draft. They're all a little bit different. You know, you just have to figure out, and then you would be able to answer this better than I. When I watch offensive linemen, I always think to myself, what's coachable and what's not coachable? And, you know, sometimes I don't come up with a great answer for that. You know, sometimes I think, you know, if Bill Callahan was coaching, he could say, I could fix that in 2 weeks. Or he might say, that's not fixable. I don't know, you know, I don't always know the answer to that. But there's a lot of really good offensive tackle prospects in this draft class. I think it's a really deep receiver class. I'm not sure there'd be a receiver probably after the top three that I might take at 12, but it's a really deep receiver class. There are some edge players I really like. The kid I love, but I know he might even be off a team's board because of his medical, is Latu. I love Latu from UCLA, but my guess is there'll be 15 teams, and I don't know how the Broncos feel, there'll be 15 teams that don't even have him on their board because of his medicals.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating process, man. We appreciate the work you do. Appreciate you joining us, Greg. Always great to catch up, my friend.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
You got it. Greg Cosell from NFL Films, over 40 years with NFL Films, and also with the 33rd team. Great, great insight into a lot of these prospects. Troy Rank joins us coming up next.